240 on 121.14, and we're going to the realty conversation. Is that what you want to go to now?
I want to start with the insurance one. So I just want you to explain the insurance to you, what is his mindset and what the reality is. Okay. The policy that is in place was owned by my client, which means that he could change the beneficiaries at any time right up until his death. Which, by the way, for a person that's in the insurance business is unusual, because normally the policy would have been owned by a trust and had a separate trustee, and he wouldn't be able to change the beneficiaries. But he transferred the ownership out of a trust into his name in 1998 because it was important to him that he controlled the beneficiary designations. And again, he wanted to give a piece of this to his girlfriend. I said, you are asking for trouble. Okay. So he dies. He's never provided us a copy of the trust. But his daughter, Pam, who he had worked with in Illinois at the time the policy was purchased, knew about the policy, knew about the trust that it had been, brought him to the lawyer that drafted the instrument.
In Illinois.
And it was signed with her.
And it has... I mean, that has, and I know you just want to explain it, but it, does it have any bearing on you because you don't have an Illinois law license, I would assume, and all that took place?
No, but what I want you to understand is that I've seen through his pleadings, okay, is that he's saying, well, the owner was my dad and the beneficiary was a trust that said, give it to my five children. Elliot's saying, in the absence of finding that trust, it goes to the estate, and he wants that to go to the estate because here he gets 20%, and here he would have 3/10. So he's making a mountain out of a molehill. I'll tell you, it is common practice, and I was going to bring the proceeding here in Palm Beach County to establish the terms of a lost trust, and we were going to do that, but he was ranting and raving so much that the family, Pam's husband, who's a lawyer in Illinois, said, Robert, let me file this in federal court in Illinois. And so that's what's going on up there. Elliot is trying to force the proceeds, by the way, to come to an estate that has a $2.5 million claim against it. He's not there, okay? Where, in theory, he gets no money. Dad's plan was, this goes to children, this goes to grandchildren. Now he wants to direct that the entire policy come here, be potentially subjected to a creditor claim, and then see where the chips fall, but he knows he gets 30% there and 20% here. That's the insurance matter.
If mathematically, it may actually come out less because of that.
Exactly right. Okay? And then this, which has been, for Oppenheimer Trust Company, the worst matter that they've ever seen in their lifetime. And if I sent you the emails that he sent to them, it's shocking that...
Did you like
that? I think I have them. I've received 53 emails in 3 months. So I'm sure I have...
Again...
I remember reading things about Oppenheimer, about his kids having that, the house, paying the electrical bill. I mean, many of different things.
Just explain that as simply as you can.
I'm going to explain it as simply as I can. Again, Simon comes to us in 2008 and says, I am buying a house for my son Elliot and his children, their family. I don't want my son Elliot to own the house.
Is this after the $100,000 payout?
The agreement. You got the agreement.
Yeah, to see your grandkids 4 times a year?
Yes, because that agreement was executed in it was in the last quarter of 2007.
So they moved from California
to here. Okay. Cy says, if you don't initiate litigation, harass, do anything to my family, I'll give you $100,000 a year minus medical expenses. Okay, he agrees to do it. But in 2006, Simon had set up these trusts for his grandchildren, all of them. He had 10 inter vivos, which means during your life, trusts that he created. He said, okay, Robert, I want those 3 trusts to own the house. I don't want Elliot to own it. So I set up an LLC, and we prepared an operating agreement that showed that the members of the LLC were Jack, Jake, and Danny through their trusts. Okay? Simon, during his lifetime, set up an account at Legacy Bank that he funded every month with money to pay for the expenses related to the house, electric, water, mortgage, whatever it was all paid through the Legacy Bank account. Rachel Walker paid those expenses, made all the distributions that needed to be made to pay those expenses. At Simon's death, that account, which was with Legacy Bank, had very few assets. It was the kind of account that money went in, it paid expenses, and they went out. There were never any big balances in that account. I think on the inventory that we filed, his Legacy Bank account, well, it's not even on there because it was Bernstein Family Realty. So that account, because Oppenheimer Trust Company is the trustee of these trusts, there was real no involvement with the estate, and nobody wanted to be the manager of this LLC and the family. They knew what they were dealing with. So Ted considered it for about, you know, a moment, and then said, I'm not dealing with Elliot. And we transferred the manager from Cy, because now he was dead, to Oppenheimer Trust. So now Oppenheimer Trust is the trustee, and they're managing this. The Legacy Bank account is closed. There's a nominal amount of assets in that. And Oppenheimer Trust opens up their own Bernstein Family LLC account.
Okay.
Elliot is desperate for money. He's got no money. He doesn't work. His wife doesn't work. There's like $80,000 in each of these trusts. Because these trusts own the house, he's calling up Oppenheimer, and he's asking them to make distributions to him so he can pay for expenses related to the house. The thing was is that he was asking for more than just electric and water and insurance and cable and phone. He's asking for credit card bills to be reimbursed. You know, he's going out to Ada and Louie's and, you know, the Capitol Grill. And he's using all of the money that's in these trusts. Now, they are paying, for example, the trust terms allow for them to pay for private school. He's got his kids in private school that cost $30,000 a year each. He can't afford to have them there. But so in the course of from September of 2012, right up until about August of 2013, these trusts got drained. And he believed that Oppenheimer Trust delegated the authority to pay for all of this stuff, which is absurd, to Ted as the trustee of Shirley's Trust. So that's where this whole thing comes in that, you know, Ted and I were, you know, responsible for this. We had nothing to do with this. This is Oppenheimer Trust Company. Ted has absolutely nothing to do with this, but Elliot knows that the only other place that there could be money is here and here. So he sends out these missive emails that someone's got to pay expenses for us. There was an arrangement by my father in place.
Okay, I think you've covered that very well, unless the detectives have any other questions.
I'd like to get from you a copy of that form at some point.
Okay.
The one that paragraph...
I thought that David would have it. Yeah,
well, so I was in court.
I know.
And then a sum of the money that came out of that.
So what happened was that, again, my partner and I had advised until this Stansberry litigation, the claim that was filed against the estate, was over.
Is there a document that shows the $320,000 distribution?
This is what happened. Again, Ted Bernstein, his successor trustee of his mother's trust after she dies, is talking to everybody but Elliot, and they're concerned about Stansberry getting money. And because they believe that Stansberry, including the Shirley Bernstein Trust, was bogus, they wanted to get some of that $1.4 million that they sold the condo. They wanted to get some of that out to the trust. So Ted made a distribution to 7 of the 10 trusts, 4 of which included Ted's 3 children and Pam, which legally, in theory, should not have happened. Mm-hmm. Now, again, there's between the two estates, there's plenty of money to do all of the corrections that would be, you know, could be done in there. But
correct me if I'm mistaken.
So there's
Correct me if I'm mistaken. In other words, but for the improperly drawn document that was done on November 18th, but for that document, is it correct that Elliot's children would not have received the monies that they received?
Well, Elliot's children did not. Let's just say that this is Jake and Danny here. Jake and Danny, which are Elliot's children, okay? He refused to open up bank accounts, so that's why Ted only funded these seven accounts.
So his kids didn't get any of the money from the distribution.
And he was asked several times to open up an account. He was provided with tax ID numbers as early as April of 2013, and the distribution that Ted finally made was in September, and the only distributions that were made were $80,000 to these seven trusts, four of which should not have received.
So the form took it, their 16% down to 10.
Correct.
And they haven't accepted any of the money that was offered out.
Correct.
Okay. That's the only thing that you did wrong.
Yeah. I mean, again, we told him not to make distributions.
Okay. But the form is the only thing that you need, essentially, besides telling me the story so I understand it, but the form is the only thing that you feel you may have made a mistake on. But
I
did it out of best wishes.
I know.
Let's get that down because I think it's important for Mike as well. The detective asked you if you thought you made a mistake. What was your answer? Because we were speaking over each other.
Yes, I did.
You think that now, but at the time you did not think that.
I think at the time I was just trying, my partner and I were just trying to effectuate our client's wishes. So that was the thought. The thought process was that he wanted to go to all 10 grandchildren. They all agreed that it was going to go to 10 grandchildren, and we wanted to carry out Cy's wishes. Without creating what it was inevitable. It didn't matter whether or not that document was ever introduced. He was going to do all of this anyway.
Anything else that I'm going to find out?
No, nothing that I know about. Nothing that I know about.
Okay, this is important.
Because I asked you at your office with the other deputy there, and I asked you if there's anything else I need to be made aware of, and you told me specifically, no.
Well, because we were talking about the waivers.
And I'm not saying, well, I asked a general question. I've done that for the 15 years I've been in this job. Not saying at that time you felt that there was anything wrong, okay? So I'm asking you now, anything else?
No.
Think about that very carefully, because whatever...
Any documents that got notarized that shouldn't have after deaths, all these...
On my three children, absolutely.
Well, don't do that.
Not absolutely, positively, 100% no.
That you're aware of at this time.
Nothing that I'm aware of.
Obviously, we all make mistakes, but ain't nothing in your recollection that you should be telling.
No.
Okay. So you can get me the document...
Is that an original document that...
I do not have the original document.
Where is the original document?
I would imagine that it's in the office. The original altered document we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That is probably in the office. It was not in the files, and I know that the person that was last in possession of it was Lauren Galvani. So I imagine because of Alan Rose's freeze on files letter that came to the firm
in that file.
Yeah. Now, none of the originals here have been added back to the file. I wanted to bring them here. So
are duplicate originals?
Yes, there are duplicate originals.
Can he hold on to one of the originals?
I want to put this in the file, actually, so that the family has
it. And you can get me the money this came out, or I can, if not, I'll find a way to get it. But do you have access to be able to tell me how much money came out for sure? Show proof of that money coming out?
Well,
or are you not going to that office?
I'm not the trustee on that trust. Ted Bernstein is the trustee on the trust. So
his lawyer is Alan Rose, R-O-S-E, with the law firm of Page Marachek, M-R-A-C-H-E-K, And Alan's a very honest, ethical lawyer. He'll cooperate with you 100%. But the copy that I have in my file, am I authorized to send it to Detective Miller?
Absolutely.
And what's it called?
It's just going to be exactly this. It's going to say First Amendment, Shirley Bernstein Trust. But it's going to have the extra paragraph, too.
Yeah, Alan jumps to 1 and 3.
It'll have a paragraph. It'll have one, two, and three.
And it's dated what
day? Same day.
Same day. Okay. I'll get that to you when I get to the office. You've got your fax number and email on your card. Okay.
I'll walk
them
so you can go to your.
All right.
Tell him how he did, please. So,
he did great.
Sorry, that's all had to happen.
I'm going to go ahead and conclude this and turn off the